From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. For several months, both the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented policing unit and the City of Eureka's code enforcement team have received complaints from the community regarding two properties in the city. The complaints ranging from quality of life issues to suspected violations of various health and safety codes, including hazardous construction, large accumulations of garbage, rodent infestations, fire hazards, and unsanitary conditions, including a lack of running water and the use of backyard latrines. Residents are on the 1300 block of 11th Street and the 2100 block of California Street. Both code enforcement and the POP have been investigating the reports and have been trying to address the violations with the owners and residents. But due to the ongoing violations and the presence of conditions creating a safety hazard for both residents and the community, warrants were secured, both locations were vacated and sealed against entry until the properties are brought up to code. Well, some progress in the Mill Creek fire. The 12 p.m. pilot car assistance on Highway 96 canceled, but that's because it will give fire managers the ability to remove hose being used on the fire. Then at 3 p.m. this afternoon, the road will open to the public. They're urging drivers to be extremely cautious while traveling that stretch of highway. Warm temperatures, possibly people seeking ways to cool off this Labor Day weekend, and some advice to keep you and your family safe. PG&E encouraging water enthusiasts to take precautions, keep kids supervised, and ensure that they wear a life jacket whenever in boats or in or near water. Use the buddy system. Never swim or boat alone. Be aware that rapid and extreme changes in water flows can occur along rivers and streams. Conditions also can change quickly in open water, and even the best swimmers can misjudge the water and their skills when boating or swimming. Also, wearing a properly fitted life jacket can increase survival time. California Department of Fish and Wildlife and the State Water Resources Control Board hosting cannabis permitting workshops in Fortuna, Redway, and Ukiah in late August and early September. Workshops are open to cannabis cultivators, consultants, and anyone with an interest in the topic. There's no cost to attend. Each workshop will include presentations about the requirements for and process of obtaining proper permits for cannabis grows. They include on Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the River Lodge Conference Center in Fortuna. On Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Mateel Community Center in Redway. And on Wednesday, September 5th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Ukiah Valley Conference Center in Ukiah. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.